At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well said, Will Fleming. Big night for the entire Anthony family at Fenway
Park.
Hey,
this freaking show, huh?
Anthony and the other Anthony, as well as Roman Anthony and the rest of the Anthony family, enjoyed a 3-1 win. And I told you guys yesterday, Roman Anthony number 48, not special. Roman Anthony number 19, special. The modern Fred Lynn, he's making plays with his bat, game-winning RBI double, making plays, sliding in the outfield, baby. A superstar was born at Fenway last night, Ted Johnson.
You were so right, Andy. Just
Thanks, Ted.
Right on the money, bud.
It means a lot coming from you and the sincerity with which you delivered it.
You have to be a heartless, unemotional robot to not get caught up in the just the drama of that last night with him knocking in two with his family right there.
Did you cry?
It hit me right there, man. It kind of hit me right there.
Did the romance novel Ted come out?
You know what? I do have a little bit. But I do have that kind of romantic feeling I've always have about baseball. I do kind of see the romanticism about the game. And so when you see the parents and we're all parents here and we take our kids to these practices for years and you see the disappointment and you just have to all the travel you do with these with your kids to hopefully someday they can maybe play the sport that they chose. And to see his parents there last night and see him do that, I don't know how you can't just put yourself in those parents' shoes and feel that way. So it was awesome. It was a great at bat. You know, he got into an 0-2 count or a 1-2 count pretty early, and I was like, is this not going to happen? And then beautiful opposite field. I mean, just great swing. The balls, as Will Fleming said, I was listening to him at the gym last night, the ball was 6 inches outside the strike zone, and he had no problem getting a solid hit on it. So special night, looks like a special player, and just the family being there, Fitzy, it kind of made, I thought, last night's regular season game against the Tampa Bay Rays one of the more memorable games this season.
Oh, and yeah, you can't take your eyes off his mom.
Those are some nice shoes. Maybe some Ferragamos, some Bruno Mali's. Nice shoes. I'm just saying, Loomer can get away with that.
You can't.
I can. What are you talking? I've got like 2% Italian. I'm allowed.
How that works?
Yeah, I did a 23 and you.
Prove it.
I'll spit on the swab. More importantly, so his parents can't make it up for the sudden call-up because he gets it at 3 in the afternoon because Willie Abreu suddenly goes on the IL. So mom and dad can't fly up from Florida in time to make it to the debut. Good thing because they missed their son making a little league error. Whatever, Sox lose, no big deal. And the weather was worse. Last night, better conditions. And have a night in your second game, the debut in front of the family, like you're saying, Ted, this big emotional night. Kid has first RBI.
RBI. He had an RBI in the first game.
Oh, sorry. First hit. Yep. First game-winning RBI and a web gem, all in his second game and in front of a family of 12, the Anthony family down there. I mean, like, you can't script, save for a walk-off home run, you can't script it much better. And we all had our fun yesterday with the whole, like, oh, I didn't see the game-winning home run. Oh, look at that terrible error he made. But we all knew this kid was going to start cashing in soon. The returns are already in. And, like, he's easily the most popular player on the Red Sox right now, might be the most popular guy in town. And I'm so fired up for all the energy that comes with him, the family, the personality. Like, that hit was a beautiful inside out. How come the rest of the team can't do that?
Well, maybe they can. Trevor Story hit a bomb and a bat flip. I mean, they're coming around offensively.
Wait till the drive line guys get a hold of Roman. You know, once they get their hands on him, that's the last we'll see.
They're licking their chops right now, Ted.
Yeah. You know what? That was okay, I guess, double to left field. But we really want you pulling the ball, hitting home, you know, dingers to right field is what we really want.
And I know we usually wait until, like, you know, a couple of years down the road and we know he's an all-star in this. But when you just look at him, and I think Marcelo Meyer the same thing. When I see those two guys, they look like they have it. They just look like they belong in the big leagues. Some of the Marcelo Meyer plays he's been making, kind of coming across from third, scoops it up on the, like,
throws smooth. An absolute dart.
Yes, they just look comfortable, which is, I can't say, you know, this, there's a big three, and I mentioned two of the big three, because the other one of the big three does not look comfortable in any form or fashion.
And there are stories
fielding.
There are stories about the other one that we need to get to with the manager coming.
Roman Anthony just looks the part of that, you know, the natural. Remember the Jeff Francoeur down in Atlanta? They called him the natural because he just looked the part of the stud prospect for the Braves, whatever that was.
Can Anthony work out better than Francoeur?
Yes, hopefully, because he looks every bit the part. Even the post-game interview with Nesson, you watch him, and he was deferring to the team. And the best part was we won the game, and we needed a win. And I got all these guys around me that show me how to do that. Like, he just appears to be sort of the total perfect package. The one thing I laughed at was, I think it was the father that said, like, this just feels like the culmination of a long road. And I'm like, he just turned 21. The road hasn't been that long. He was in high school like 2 years ago.
Yeah, but he's been playing since he's probably 4 years old.
No, I know. But
dude, he was born in the middle of the idiot season in 2004. That's his first World Series.
Because I actually used this for the first time in my life as a little moment with my son. I go, how old are you? He's 18. I go, and you're scrolling TikTok on the couch. This guy's barely 20, and he's getting base hits in big league baseball. Maybe go outside and do something. Get your work ethic moving.
It in perspective, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like, he's that young.
I think
what you have, Dan Ball, he's the youngest since Jim Rice to have three RBIs in his first two games.
Yeah, wild, isn't it?
That worked out. I'd rather go that way. That worked out pretty well.
So far we have Jim Rice. We got Fred Lynn, who's chiming in like, it worked for me, number 19. Hopefully it does the same for you. Like, there's already like this little embracing of the legends that I kind of like there with Roman Anthony.
No Nuke LaLoosh in Roman Anthony. He's, you know, Nuke was, you know, he was a little, he wasn't sure, you know, he wouldn't have full confidence in his abilities, and then Crash had to calm him down. But Roman's just like, he's ready for it.
Looks, I mean, like a ball player.
Yeah, and you're, I think you're right. Even that post-game interview with Nesson, you're right. I'm just looking for jitters. I'm looking for a guy that's maybe quite not comfortable, please. No. I mean, it was like he'd been there for years. So I was very impressed with his overall just demeanor and disposition.
Yeah, he's built for this. I highly doubt we'll see him wearing a woman's thong on the mound anytime as well. Soon,
Well, you never know.
Hey, you never know. Slump busters come in different forms. Yeah. But it is the talent is remarkable. Obviously, the pedigree, second to none. That's why he was the number one prospect. The poise. I think that's what everyone's intimating at here. It just looks like, it does not seem flappable right now. Like, this moment has not been too big for him. Now, granted, it's two games in. That's a pretty good pitching staff he's facing over his first two games in as well. Interesting, one more home game and then the big road trip. We'll see how, and also if he's allowed to hit against lefties on the road.
He probably won't be, and we'll get into that with the manager, Alex Cora, in about 15 minutes from now, around 2:30. We will be talking to him about a victory, which is nice. A little maybe a positive momentum, whatever you want to call it.
A victory, but, you know, nobody even wants to say it. I mean, they've won 4 out of 6. The starting pitching's looking a little bit better. Trevor Story's hitting. You know, there's don't look now, but I don't know. Maybe, just maybe, things are starting to trend in a positive way towards where we maybe thought this team should have been 2 months ago.
And last night I thought, and I think Anthony may have actually brought this up in his postgame interview, I thought it was their cleanest, most well-rounded baseball game. Like, we were kind of joking yesterday, what are you going to get from Giolito? Well, you're going to get a good performance. You're going to get a good Giolito night out there. They ran the base path. Jarren Duran is being aggressive, and it's positive things happening on the base paths. Defensively, you had the Roman Anthony sliding catch as opposed to a night before where it looked like he couldn't field a little league ground ball in right field. I thought that was they still had an error. I mean, I'm not going to say it was perfect. They still struck out, I think, 13 times.
It's a Sox game.
So there's still, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, even if Roman Anthony is helping to build it here in Boston. But I thought that was a good, well-rounded baseball game. Like to me, that's the kind of game Alex Cora wants to play. Like, that was the kind of game where you get a little bit of timely hitting from your guy, Roman Anthony. You get some good defense, some good pitching. The bull, you extend it so the bullpen doesn't get crushed.
That's the key, Andy. It's the starting pitching, right? I mean, the starting pitching is the one. I mean, Giolito went three times through the order. He was, through seven innings or close to it. That was the key to the whole game. That's been the problem, the bugaboo for this team is – the starting pitching has just killed this team.
That's right. 7-1-2 was the first inning ERA coming into the series against Tampa. You're not going to win series. You're not going to win 2 out of 3 or take sweeps if you're going to be giving up a couple of runs every first inning. You can't have Walker Buehler put up a 5 spot. This will be a big bounce back potential game for him tonight as well. Giolito looked great. Now Buehler needs to not say in the post game, I effing did this, I effing did that. No, get out there tonight, silence the Rays bats, give your team a chance to take the series and get geared up for the Yanks.
Fitzy, did you want to update the tote board?
That's right. Andy, as of yesterday, in order to reach 92 wins on the season, your Red Sox needed to go 60-34. With a win last night against the Rays, your Red Sox need to go 59-34 the remainder of the season in order to reach 92 wins.
Seems much more doable today.
It does. Are we going to do this every
every day?
Every game?
No, here's Ted, you brought this up. This team needed something. You said that last week. Here's the idea. Major League, they had the owner with all the little pictures. We're going to get a nude photo of Stiz. Nude photo. Ooh.
Oh, I thought you were going to say one of the Anthony family members.
And we're going to pull a piece off every victory, so there'll be 59 pieces
to the
puzzle.
You sure you
want
to pull pieces off of that?
I mean,
too late. Check your inbox.
That's some. That's some nice prosciutto right there.
Is that what that is?
Chelsea's finest.
I'll have to take your word for it, Fitzy.
But okay, 59-34, still very difficult to attain, very difficult to achieve. However, you know, that's our little thing. Like it's the goal for 92, the drive for 92.
The Rays are your model. The Rays were you a month ago. The Rays were not a good baseball team a month ago. And all they did since then, as I believe this still holds true, is they went from floundering to having the best team batting average and the best team ERA in the month. And that's how you turn things around. That's how you become a hot baseball team. And if this team is still good, you know, we always sort of poke fun at Alex Cora because he said, we're a good baseball team. We're going to win some games. We're a good baseball team. If this team is indeed a good baseball team, then they're capable of going on a run. I'm not saying have the best batting average in baseball and the best ERA in baseball for 3 months or whatever, but they're better. Can we all agree they're better than what they've been playing all year long?
Well, but aren't you supposed to be what your record says you are?
Yes, but I don't know if Parcells said that 3 games into a season or 4 games into a season.
I mean, it's yes, they should be, but I don't know how much better. I mean, were you counting on, were you counting on Carlos Navaez to be playing like this or Abraham Toro to be playing like this or Romy Gonzalez? So there's been some surprises and there's a couple big injuries. So once you had, you know, both Casas and Bregman go down, I recalibrated kind of my expectations. So this team got so young when those two injuries happened that I just looked at this team differently at that point than I did at the beginning of the season. So yes, they are better than what their the players they have out there, but not by much in my opinion, based on preseason predictions.
No, but first of all, Bregman, your boy's coming back. Hopefully he's coming back to a baseball team that's going to play some meaningful games.
Let's get the manager to hopefully give us an update on that as well.
And you're right. Some people have overperformed. Narvaez, we didn't know his name when we talked to Ian Brown before the season. He barely knew his name. Now you're like, yeah, he's a great offensive catcher, the whole thing. Some guys have underachieved, right? Trevor Story's been terrible until now. He's starting to heat up. Yep. Jaron Duran, to me, is underachieved. Jaron Duran is starting to be that annoying spark plug that other teams want no part of being anywhere near the base paths. We're seeing that with consistency now. Him stretching things, singles into doubles, a steal into, the ball's 5 feet from second base, I'm going to third.
Yeah.
And I was yelling at home. I was watching that. I was going, no. Oh, okay, go ahead. You're fine. You're safe.
Well, there's only one guy that can do that.
Yeah, I know.
And that's Jaron Duran.
Yeah.
And I think he's being told all the time, whenever you listen to Will Fleming talk about just the offense in general, he's always saying that Jaron Duran has to be the spark for this offense.
Correct.
And so he knows that. And so he's got to make plays like that, I think, to kind of live up to what the expectations are for the guy.
And put pressure on the other team. That was a play last night where I think if you do that and you take that extra base and the shortstop is rushing to pick up the ball and throw to third, there's a 50-50 chance he throws it into the dugout and you're at home plate after that. Yeah. And we've seen the Red Sox do that over the last couple of years. Yeah. When you put pressure on a defense, sometimes they crack, sometimes they break. And he is capable. And like I said, I think he's capable of being better offensively and defensively. He has been subpar defensively.
Yeah.
So if Jaren Duran plays more like an MVP candidate, that's going to boost this team. If Rafi Devers stays nice and comfortable and hot as a DH, that's going to boost this team. If Bregman comes back, if Story starts hitting, if my youth movement, which you're a lukewarm believer in, if my youth movement, like Roman Anthony,
the Gold Dust Twins 2.0,
if they inject a little life into, this team's not dead. And if a guy like Giolito starts to continue to pick up velocity and maybe gets a little, maybe instead of going good start, bad start, starts to go two good starts, one bad
start. That'd be great.
And then three good starts and one bad start.
Kind of what Brian Bayo's doing. He's put two good starts together.
And he's pitching later into games.
So the starting pitching is the key.
And you stabilize the starting pitching. You get every Thursday off, which is sort of their schedule these days. So you get a reset day. I heard Alex Cora talking about that. Like every Thursday is the ability to reset the bullpen and kind of stabilize things there. I'm just saying, if you wanted to be little gullible, optimistic Andy, you can start to talk yourself into there are some signs that this team could be shaking free of the ineptitude that has been hanging all over it all season, right?
The starters and the bullpen have to back it up before anything else. Last night, you don't have my guy Whitlock come in and spit the bit. He goes two innings, gets three strikeouts. Weissert has a nice inning as well. So the table was set by a surprisingly good performance from Giolito, and the bullpen came in and closed the door. If you're going to have a crap start, then the bullpen has to go eight innings. You're in trouble. If you have a great start, and then the bullpen comes in and blowtorch brigades the place, then guess what? You're going to be right back to where you were, underperforming on all expectations.
So Giolito was better. The lineup still struck out. That is the one thing that I told you guys to start the year. I felt like you were going to be able to look at that column on the box score and say, do they have 13 strikeouts? They probably lose the game. Well, they proved me wrong. Last night they had 13 strikeouts and they won the game. Yep. Now, the offense wasn't great. You take away the double from Roman Anthony and you're in a one-run dogfight. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's not perfect, but that's baseball, like night to night. Like you're never going to put together, you know, certain teams, I guess, that Seattle team that won 118 games, whatever the hell it was. I guess there are certain seasons where maybe you do just kind of the starting pitching.
And how'd that work out for them?
Not great. See? And maybe they kind of took advantage of the regular season and weren't prepared for the postseason. So I'm going to be interested because last week we had Alex Cora bound in here. Do you remember that? Bounded in here. The energy, the smile. And then later that night, he's like, I don't know. We still stink. We're not fixing anything. They can't.
Sometimes it's got to be on me, right?
The managers, blah, blah. And now a week later, coming off a really nice win last night, Roman Anthony's up. I'm going to be interested to see how he brings the energy today to his interview with us.
My guess is he's feeling pretty good about it. I think he enjoyed the hell out of last night.
And this is the team he wants, Ted. I think for the longest time, he's wanted to call up the kids.
Yeah, he wants the kids up and then not play them.
That's what I think. One of the main reasons why he did take the deal, why he re-signed with the team, was because he knew there was a lot of talent coming up the pipe and that once they got here, it would be a completely different team that he could help mold and lead to potentially the postseason or another title. So this is probably as happy as he'll have been since the Bregman injury, we'll put it that way.
And you guys know he's has experience with young teams.
You
guys remember.
Yeah.
He was the bench coach for the Astros in 2017 when all those young, very, very talented players were coming up, and you saw what happened. So, this is – my guess is you're absolutely
Scandalo
right.
Happened.
Can we just forget – it's my team, all right? We always have to bring that up with that – I can't even mention 2017 without you a-holes bringing that up.
I didn't say anything. Dan laughed.
But just the profile of that team is kind of not too dissimilar to this year's team for the Red Sox.
Absolutely. And the other thing I would say is if we start winning games with guys like Giolito or Buehler, 3-1, you're winning those starts 3-1, you know you got a good chance to win the Crochet starts,
the big pig
3-1
games,
or
right?
2-1. Like those. Now all of a sudden you've like, okay, now those other days we probably need to score some runs. The team that was averaging 9.2 runs per game over the last five or whatever.
And by the way, atop of your division, you have a team that you're going to be playing against soon that you took 2 of 3 from. And their star, who is batting almost .400 and has 24 home runs, I think he hit a home run last night in Kansas City that hasn't landed yet.
Yeah, he did.
My God.
He doesn't get enough credit for the athlete.
What's going on right now, he's hitting .396.
No, but also, he's such a freakish sized athlete for the sport of
baseball.
He's
the size of Gronk.
To be an outfielder and to hit 400. Like, the power is one thing. You'd expect a big dude to
be an athletic enough to play in the outfield.
Right. He's been a center fielder in Major League Baseball, and he's hitting like he's Ted Williams. Like, there's just so much going on there. He's a phenom. But the Red Sox won 3-1. Roman Anthony is starting his own phenomenal career here in Boston. He'll get another chance tonight at Fenway Park. And we'll talk about that game with the Rays with Alex Cora up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Red Sox beat the Rays last night at Fenway Park 3-1. Roman Anthony picked up his first big league hit, driving in two runs with a double in the first inning. Trevor Story also hit his ninth home run of the season. They did acknowledge him at Fenway Park last night. Lucas Giolito the win. Greg Weissert with his first save. Boston and Tampa play the rubber game tonight. First pitch is at 7:10. It's Walker Buehler against Zach Littell on the mound. And you can listen to tonight's game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the game. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight in Indiana. The series between the Pacers and Thunder is tied at a game apiece. Tip-off is at 8:30. From earlier today, the Celtics announced that Jaylen Brown underwent a successful right knee arthroscopic debridgment procedure. He is expected to participate in training camp without limitation. Meanwhile, Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final is tomorrow night in Florida. The Panthers lead the Oilers 2-1. Puck drop for that one is at 8 p.m. Patriots players were in the building for the final day of minicamp today, but the team did not officially practice, with head coach Mike Vrabel saying the team will, quote, be out on the field, lifting, running, and meeting. And finally, the 125th U.S. Open Championship begins tomorrow at Oakmont Country Club in Pennsylvania. Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, and Rory McIlroy are the top three betting favorites to win the tournament. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Red Sox manager Alex Cora joins the guys live here at Fenway Park, and that is next.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WEEI Afternoons back here at Fenway Park in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, joined now by Red Sox manager Alex Cora, who is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Alex, how are we doing today?
Doing good, doing good. Good weekend in New York, good game yesterday, so hopefully show up today, pitch again. I think that's the most important thing, and win the series and enjoy the off day.
How's the first couple days of the Roman Anthony experience going here? And the whole Anthony family, I guess. They were right next to you there at the dugout.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. You know, we've been talking about this kid for a while. You see him play, and you're like, okay, you know, this can get interesting now. I think lineup-wise, what he brings to the equation is something that we got a few of them, right? But we don't have many of them. We swing a lot, and he doesn't swing that much. He can catch up with the four-seamer. We got a few guys that struggle with that. So it creates balance. I talked to him yesterday. You know, I was like, don't, you know, you come here and do your part, you know. And obviously everybody's talking about him. He's all over the place. But the way he goes about his business is real, you know. Like he doesn't get too high or too low. Think about it. He missed a ball in right field. They score. You see him in the dugout, and it's like nothing happened. You know, move on to the next play. Yesterday, he hits the double. You see him at second, and it's like, yeah, I'm supposed to do this, which is awesome. And I think he brought energy to the equation too. The vibe in the stadium was you felt it, you know. Even the first day, and that we made the decision like around 4 o'clock, you know, and it was like, oh, okay, people are really interested now. So we'll see where he takes us.
You after the game a couple nights ago, after that, yeah, that infield error, I found it very interesting, just kind of how you said, you know, he didn't look like it fazed him. And I've always said to guys, look, the guys that play the longest are the guys that can forget their mistakes and move on.
Yes.
Just the mindset of Anthony, his at-bats, the way he approached that error after that, he's got an elite type of mindset, right?
I believe so. And I think the organization knew this when they made the decision to draft him. Just being around him, not this year. This year, you know, he was with us. Last year, he came up to 4 or 5 games to big league camp, and he was always the first one in the dugout. He always, you know, wanted to learn something about the game. He didn't start. He was there just paying attention, and you see it. And the three of them are very different. I hate, you know, I don't want people to compare them, you know, like Marcelo is Marcelo, Roman is Roman, and KC is KC. But in this case, with Roman, we feel very comfortable that whatever challenge comes up, he's going to be able to handle it. It might take a little bit, but he'll understand that. He'll ask questions. He'll work at it. You know, we talked about his defense 2 days ago, and yesterday he made a catch. It was a 25% catch probability, and he made a great play. And then he went back and made the play. So we're going to keep coaching him, helping him out, but I think this kid is going to help us win games.
He's got aura, for sure. He definitely has something.
There's a presence, right?
Yeah. You know, they talk about when certain people walk. David Ortiz had it for, you know, certain presidents, whatever, superstars. They walk through the room, and you're like, the temperature changes. He's got the aura. You talk about the difference in energy in the stadium, and I'm sure that's probably coming through in the clubhouse as well. And should have had a hit the first night, except he lined it off the pitcher's backside at 111 exit velocity on that awesome first RBI. And then on a second night in front of his family, with the weight of all that expectations, game-winning RBI, double, and then makes a web jam. You weren't surprised at all that he had that kind of impact that quickly, were you?
No. He's a good player. He is. The three of them are. But with him, the thing that really caught my attention in spring training this year, first big league camp, if I was him, oh, let me swing the bat, let me hit homers, let me show Alex and the group that this is what I do. It was the other way around. He was taking his walks. You know, like there was one game he went, I think we went to Philly, I want to say, to Clearwater, 3 walks, 3 at-bats, 3 walks. You know, usually the kids, they want to swing, right?
Ripping it,
No. He stayed the course. There's a process, and he's very calm in the batter's box, and that's the thing that impresses me.
Okay, you know it's coming. I read some of your quotes about him and Marcelo not hitting against lefties. Is that indeed the plan? They're not going to hit against lefties? How does a plan like that come about, and why does it come about?
No, I mean, there's certain lefties that they're not going to face. We'll mix and match. I think now with the roster that we have to understand that we got Romy and Riff. They're really good at what they do. The other day, Roman faced a lefty in the fifth, right, in the sixth inning. But then with two outs, we have bases loaded, and the game called for Romy to pinch hit. You know, and we're going to play the game. As far as starters, there's a few that we know they're tough. There's others that they still tough, but we believe that, you know, they're going to be able to handle it. So we'll play it like that. You know, it's not a given that, oh, they're not going to start, but we'll pick and choose when. And throughout the game, we'll pick and choose when we're going to pinch hit. I think the difference now, knowing that we have Roman, we got Marcelo, he plays into our advantage. Now, when are we going to use Ref? You know, it might be for Marcelo. It might be for Roman. Maybe for JD with the bases loaded and one out. You know, like now we can play the game of, okay, mixing and matching, especially with teams like this that they have three lefties. Okay, if you're going to mix and match, we're going to maximize our roster. And I think it's a complete roster. Obviously, with time, we're going to have to make decisions when Willie comes back. But as of now, we're very comfortable with who we have. And we'll pick and choose when they're going to start against lefties.
Alex, you guys have won four out of the last six, and a big reason for that is the starting pitching. Luis Giolito goes seven. You got Brian Bayo, who had two good outings in his last couple. Hunter Dobbins had a good outing a few games ago. Are you starting to see the starting pitching starting to maybe perform the way that you had hoped before the season started?
Yeah, this is four in a row that we have a solid one, right? Crochet, Dobbins, Bayo, and Lucas yesterday. We got Walker today. We expect him to go deep into the game. And that's the way you gain traction, right? To win 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10, you know, you have to pitch. It's very hard to come back every night. It's very hard to score 8 or 10 runs at this level. So the 3-1 game yesterday, it was a challenge for the offense, but double with two strikes, home run, 3-1. Let's go. You know, I'll take those. I prefer, you know, don't get me wrong, I like when we hit.
Yeah.
I like when we hit, but I'm feel very confident with the group when we start pitching. And we did it for 15 days in a row early in the season. We won a lot of games. The last four have been solid. We got Walker today. Hopefully he goes deep. We got the off day, and then we got the big boy going on Friday to start the Yankee series.
Heading into the Tampa series, the first inning ERA was over 7. So
yeah.
Obviously that's something,
mm-hmm.
point of emphasis. But back to Roman sticking around with the team and what's going to happen with Willie or Abreu. I think you had said that nothing had been ruled out regarding Christian Campbell. Like, is there any truth to reports that maybe he may get a stint in AAA sometime soon?
No, we'll make decisions when we have to. Obviously, this league is based on performance, right? And
yeah.
It's not always the 330. It's what we see numbers-wise. You know, are we hitting the ball hard? Are we controlling the strike zone? Are we playing good defense, running the base as well? So it's going to be a tough decision coming up. We know that, you know. But first things first, let's get Willie healthy. And it looks like he's going to swing the bat on Friday. We had a pretty good idea this was going to be the case. He was going to miss this one. So that's three. And then the off day, that's four. So give him a break to bounce back and be ready for, I think it's the Seattle series, if I'm not mistaken. No, San Francisco.
Yep.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora here with us on WEEI Afternoons. Last couple days, you've gotten some of those Jaron Duran plays where it's like the fastest kid in Little League. He's like, the ball's 4 feet away, I'm going for it.
Mm-hmm.
How important can those plays be to this baseball team? Because last night was a game, you just mentioned it, a 3-1 win. Felt like maybe your cleanest, most complete game of the year, and Jaron Duran being aggressive is kind of part of that makeup of this team.
Yes, and that's how we played early in the season. We were stealing bases, taking advantage of situations. Then there for a while, we struggled offensively, and we tried to do too much running the bases. We got thrown out a few times, so we have to slow it down. But now that things are starting to get going, expect us to be more aggressive, take advantage of situations. Obviously, it's always the opponent. We're not going to do that against Kansas City. They're freaking great at holding runners and doing all that stuff. But we'll pick and choose. But when he's playing at that level with that energy, erupts with everybody, you know, and that was fun to watch yesterday. You know, as soon as we got up, I was like, oh, shoot, he's doing it, and he did it. Yeah.
Was that one of those no, no, no? Okay.
There's a few that are like, no, no, no.
Oh, no, no.
Alex, we interviewed you at the end of April. We were out in Green Bay for the NFL draft, and I remember asking you a question about Trevor Story, just his body language, and that's his bat was hot then. And it's cooled off after that a little bit, but the last 10 games, it's on fire again. Just what are you seeing from Trevor Story in the last 10 games at the plate that has got you happy?
I think catching up with the fastball. That's the most important thing. That's something he did early in the season. Then he struggled in the second month, and now he's back to that. When he's on time and hitting fastballs, he's able to lay off-speed pitches. He hits the ball all over the place. And, you know, the last 10 days, like you said, I think he started in Milwaukee. He had a great at-bat against their closer. Then he went to Atlanta, put some good swings. Strikeouts are going to be part of his game. We know that, you know, but how he's striking out. Now, right now he's not chasing. You know, he's probably taking some pitches that he cannot handle, you know, with two strikes, and that's good, you know, on the edges, and we can accept that. But earlier in the count, he's getting to the fastball, and defensively, I think he has gained some confidence, and we made some adjustments positioning-wise, and we put him in a better spot now, and he's playing great.
Does that affect the hitting when you're
playing? I think it goes both ways. You know, like right now, you see him walking around, and you know, he looks, you know, the real Trevor
Story.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
How about that bat flip last night after he ripped that one over?
Yeah, you know what? Cool with that? Trevor, he's a humble kid. You know, like very quiet. But if you go back to Colorado, you know, when he was hitting 30, 35. There was a lot of bat flips, a lot of them. Yeah. So
it was good.
We don't mind that. We don't mind that.
Yeah, it's a vibe now.
He actually dropped the oof. I think so, right?
And you know, it's funny because it was in the preseason, I believe, at an avail at JetBlue that Bregman said the most important player on the offense to me is Trevor Story. And look, now he's coming around, and more wins are coming through. Obviously, pitching helps as well. Speaking of Bregman, any update? How's he doing?
Doing good. Yeah. Doing good. Yeah. He has this target day in his mind. He's not telling anybody. But the progress has been good. You know, actually, he should be out in a little bit for his run progression. One thing about this kid, man, like, you know how it is. Like, sometimes you're in the IL and you feel like you're not part of the team and you just want to hide and be in the training room and not help people. It's the other way around. This guy, he's locked in with the pitching plan, with defensive plans, just trying to help everybody. The first one to show up to take care of his body, and then he'll stay, you know, just to help everybody. We got a bunch of guys like that, but, you know, he went to New York. He wanted to make a point, you know, and we talk a little bit about that. Like, what do you think, you know? Like, Houston, New York is a big one, you know, since 2017, they crushed those guys up there. And I was like, "What you got?" He's like, "No, it's different. You know, Boston, New York is a lot different," and he enjoyed it.
Alex, before we let you go, I know you know how the media works, and we've already started reading trade deadline stories and projections and who should be targeting who, and you guys are a team that's underachieved. So from afar, people perceive that as, well, we could go poach a couple players off their teams. Without getting into specific players, how do you deal with that in the clubhouse? Do you talk to guys individually? Do you proactively go to them? Do you talk to the team? Like, how do you deal with those rumors that are going to just start coming?
Yeah, I think it's too early for that right now, to be honest with you. I saw a few. I was like, man, like, yeah. It's just starting, right?
I read one this morning. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, this is too early. But obviously, that's something we cannot control. You know, I think we're very honest with players. One thing, and I think I said it in the show here a few weeks ago, that part, you know, like I work with Jim Bowden, you know, and we were sitting in the green room, and it's like, hey, how about this trade? I'm like, what? Man, you're making that up. It's like, boom. And then he tweeted it. I'm like, so don't believe everything you read. Just stay in the moment. You know, one thing they can control, all of them, is to show up today and play hard and see what the future holds.
And Alex, if somebody wanted to get Hunter Dobbins a 4-pack of beer for something he may have said recently, how do I do that?
Just knock on the door and drop it off.
I mean, come on. You had to have loved that.
You know what I love? You know, everything that happened, I don't even know this. I mean, like, there's so many things out there that I'm like, what is this? But he shows up on Sunday, gives up the homer, kept pounding strike zone. He went 5 in a game that we needed. and then he'll be ready for the next one here. The kid, he's built different, to be honest with you. You know, he's not afraid. He knows he's good, and what he did on Sunday was special.
All right, Alex, appreciate you joining us as we
thank you guys
each and every always week. Good luck tonight. Hopefully we start stringing them together, keep that momentum going. Alex Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we'll react to some of the comments from the manager here on WEEI.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was Alex Cora talking about Roman Anthony's debut with WEEI Afternoons just moments ago. We are broadcasting live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales Event. Safe to say, we were asking sort of the tone, the energy that Alex Cora would bring. Safe to say he's impressed with all he's seen from Roman Anthony so far.
In a big way.
Yeah.
And not just a little bit. And I don't think he was... I think he was containing how really giddy he was.
Absolutely.
Just very, very excited.
And as you mentioned earlier, he's been around really good young players.
Yeah.
Like future superstar MVP caliber
yep.
young players.
Yeah,
he's been in the game a long time. So, for you and I to say this guy's impressive, okay, we've seen a few baseball players we hung around for. Like, he's lived a life around these guys.
He was the bench coach for the Astros when I covered that team with Carlos Correa and George Springer.
Right.
You know, and
Altuve.
So he knows what to look for when the young players come up. And it's right. I mean, if you do look at Roman, I'm just looking at his overall kind of, is he fidgeting? You see a lot of guys. I mean, Nomar with the gloves,
Oh, yeah.
It's so body language. Athletes always look at body language. Of course, he's going to do the same thing. And I just thought it was very, very interesting that after that first night when he had that, let's face it, that was a bad error out there in right field where he just misses that ground ball. He gets in the dugout, and guys, I'm telling you, you can have a job. If you have the ability, there's a lot of guys that have ability to play at the highest levels, but they don't have the mindset, and they don't have the personalities to withstand the inevitable disappointments that are going to come your way. How do you handle those? Are you able to move on from your mistakes and let them go so that it doesn't affect your next at bat? And that's Roman Anthony clearly has that mindset of what the best pros have is, yeah, okay, I just I just threw two interceptions. Watch this. I'm going to go through, throw two touchdowns right now and hold my beer kind of thing. And so that's clearly a part of Anthony's game.
Yeah, and the fact that he is so eerily calm. That story of the three walks was that's really cool.
He's playing baseball. He's not trying to rip the ball. He's trying to have a good at bat.
But that's anti the modern norm, in my opinion.
It's not Sports Center. He's not trying to make the flashy
AAU
catches.
Showcase. Yeah, look at this or something.
It's not a long drive competition to him. Like Ted. It's golf, not a long drive competition. Yeah. He's not looking to be the biggest off the tee or out of the tee box. That's impressive, and that's why Alex was talking about not only just the aura and the energy, but the poise. The same thing we were talking about before the show, like. Kid doesn't look like there's a moment too big for him.
Right. But that's what I like is we see it, but we're just laymen. You know, we're just watching on TV. We're observing from afar. Alex Cora sees it. My favorite answer, though, was not about Roman Anthony because he just kind of agreed with us. He's, going to be a good young player. He did say there'll be some struggles, but because of his makeup, he'll deal with those struggles in a proper fashion. But I did think the answer that he knew the question was coming about hitting against lefties. And, he had talked about it with the rest of the collective media yesterday. And he was a little more open to they're not going to hit against tough lefties. There's going to be certain lefties where we don't feel like it's appropriate, but they are going to hit against, which a little offensive if you're a lefty and you check out the Red Sox lineup and go, hey, they don't think I'm very good. Meyer and Anthony are hitting today.
Well, let's see it. I believe it when I see it.
I kind of took the same approach because he has fibbed to us before, Alex. We can't take everything you say for gospel.
He's hidden some truths.
Yeah, he lied.
He lied. I mean, we're all trying to figure out who makes this decision versus is it Alex or is it the nerds upstairs? When we ask him about the analytics. I
love when he says that.
Nerds!
When we ask him about that, I'm always looking for a hesitation or a sign that maybe he's not on the same page with those guys. I feel like he has to be, but there's a lot of evidence that might suggest that. But whenever he's here and we ask him about that stuff, he doesn't miss a beat. He doesn't give away. If there is a difference of opinions when it comes to those types of decisions, he doesn't let on when we interview him.
There is a difference of opinion between the fan base and the organization if they sit those guys. Because last I checked the show poll today, would you let those guys hit against lefties? Was 92% yes, 8% no among fans, and there were a lot of votes.
And the numbers would suggest, right, Dan, that those guys had no problem hitting lefties at the lower level.
No, I mean, Anthony had reverse splits. I'm pretty sure he was a better hitter versus lefties than righties. And even Meyer, as we looked at on yesterday's show, it was around a 270 average against righties and a 255 average against lefties. So they're not bad enough where it's not worth the major league development.
That's not a precipitous enough drop off to say like, oh man, get that guy out of there against lefties. Like, no, let the kids hit. And also, Andy, what's your main question? How do you
entertain me?
Nope.
Oh.
How do you get better against lefties?
Hitting against lefties.
Yeah.
And that's why I like that he said at least sounds like they're going to hit against some lefties. We'll see where it plays out, Ted. You're right. If you missed the Alex Cora interview with us, you can go back on the Odyssey app. Download that to your phone now, and you can use the rewind feature or just follow at WEEI Afternoons. We'll also replay it at 5 o'clock up next here on WEEI Afternoons. Three-point stance time. And I am going to bring something to the table that Will Middlebrooks brought up last night on the Mutual pregame show.
This topic.
That is something I've never heard before.
Me neither.
And it's one of the greatest ideas I've heard in baseball recently. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.